Welcome to Between the Lines, a time such as this, where hosts David and Jonathan dare to dive deeply and unravel the mysteries of end-time prophecy. Join us as we explore the past, present, and future of prophetic events that have and will shape our world. Without further ado, our hosts, David and Jonathan.
You're with David and Jonathan on Between the Lines, WBFF 97.7, a special segment of a time such as this. The church has been asleep. Christians have been asleep. We have not been watching the times. I'm here to tell you today, on good authority, we are in the tribulation period. It began on April 8th, 2024. There were several digital compacts along with the Abraham Accords that were signed in 2024, and a spiritual analysis identifies April 8th, 2024 solar eclipse as the celestial marker for the spiritual signing of these desperate human agreements into one unified covenant of the man of sin. According to these parameters, the world is now moving toward the midpoint of this period where this covenant will be fully enforced through the technocratic system of the one who is rising to power. And you all see him rising to power all around you. And we've all cheered him on. I preached for years he'd be a politician, but he wasn't. He isn't. He's a man of technology. And he has blanketed this entire globe with a digital network, some 40, 50,000 satellites. I have in front of me the Greek gematria breakdown of his last name. They are the letters M-U-S-K. And if you ask, you punch that in and ask for the breakdown of his last name into your Google or whatever search engine you use, the AI will come up and give you an erroneous number. You punch it in again, you get a different number. Mathematics are perfect. If you understand what the gematria is, even with the English language, every letter corresponds to a number. In the Greek alphabet, every letter or character corresponds to a number. Why would we use Greek? The time of John's writing Revelation, he wrote in Greek. Not only Greek, ancient Greek. There's another reason why your AI will not come up with the right number. There is a character in the Greek that's called stigma. It's basically the S sound. It was phased out 17th, 18th century. There was a lot of stigma about it because of the fact that John wrote it using those characters, the number 666. Well, when you ask your AI to correlate this man's last name, it will not use the ancient classic characters. In fact, if you do this over and over, you'll see that it switches from Greek, modern Greek gematria to Christian gematria to Catholic gematria to Hebrew gematria without you requesting it to do so. And if you tell it then to focus on classic ancient Greek gematria, then you'll see it'll start adding letters to the name that will come up with a different number. But it doesn't want you to notice, and I didn't notice for a long time. I'm sitting in there. It'll add a letter, and it'll get a different number. And so you have to tell it, don't add that letter anymore. This sentence, this one sentence question will turn into an entire paragraph of you telling it not to do that anymore, not to do that anymore. Just answer the question just as specifically noted until it will finally answer the question. And the number of his name is 666. We are knee deep. The church was asleep. This neural link is the mark of the beast. It will be preceded by a biometric identification card later this year, a predecessor to the mark of the beast, the Neuralink chip. These data centers that are going up all over the world, everything that we have in human history is contained on the internet now. Why do we need massive storage units for data? I've wondered that. Up until 4 days ago, I see no harm in data centers. This Neuralink, and through its technology, the Mark of the Beast will make a digital impression of the very essence of you, the soul of you. The Bible says once that's done, there is no hope for you. The whole resonance of your soul, which everything in God's creation has its specific resonance. The resonance of your soul will be attached to the abyss at that time. Know this one thing. We are in the tribulation period. We are a year in, and you will see things in the next 2 months that will prove it to you. The genie will come out of the bottle in the North Atlantic. Once it's out of the bottle, it can't be put back in. The United States will move to dominate this globe in support of the man of sin. The United States is the second beast of Revelation. To my dismay, I wore the uniform of this country and it breaks my heart. I didn't see it coming. I've been preaching forever the U.S. would be a holdout. I was wrong. The U.S. is the strong arm, political and military might of the new world order that's coming about right now. Christians, non-Christians, you don't have much time. You must focus your heart toward God. You must accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're going to see things in just the few next coming days that will convince you that things are going really bad. As I can, I will give you more information. I'd like to say it's been good to be with you here today. These are terrifying times. Be sober and be vigilant and adhere to your faith and stay faithful. David and Jonathan with you here on Between the Lines, a special episode of, what is it called, Jonathan? A time such as this, and these are perilous times. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to Between the Lines, a time such as this with David and Jonathan. Stay informed, stay vigilant, and remember, the signs are all around us. Catch you next time on WVFF 97.7 FM, Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.